And Teresa Maurer is with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. She keeps us up to date on local events surrounding food and agriculture. Welcome back, Teresa.
Great to be back.
Let's begin with a visitor who's coming early next month to Fayetteville. You're kind of excited about this.
Yes, I am very excited about this. The visitor is Michael Pollan. He is a nationally known writer and speaker on lots of food and agriculture issues. He's coming May 3rd to the Walton Arts Center. He'll be there in the evening at 7:30. That's first Thursday, but you can still catch him. And I am just so excited. I've gotten to see Michael speak several times. And he is just the most articulate, humorous speaker that you can imagine on these complicated issues of what should we eat, what is going on with the food and corporations, and what is – but not doing it in a way that's lecturing you only. He's trying to encourage you more.
If people don't recognize the name Michael Pollan, they might recognize some of the book
books.
Titles.
Yes.
Omnivore's Dilemma comes to mind.
Yes, exactly. And actually, in Fayetteville here, we had a community read a couple of years ago for In Defense of Food. And then one of the more fun books, and again, I think it exemplifies Michael's style, is this Food Rules and Eater's Manual. And I've got a copy here that I'm sort of showing to Kyle, which you can't see on the radio, but it's this wonderful set of very short items about, you know, sort of guiding you, encouraging you to make certain kinds of food choices.
One of the most famous, and many people quote it now, and they may not even know they're quoting Michael Pollan, is don't eat anything your grandmother wouldn't recognize.
Right. And actually, that's one of my favorite ones. You can see I had it bookmarked here because I think that really just tries to get back to this idea of eating recognizable things that are as close to the source of production as possible.
He also suggests eat things only cooked or prepared by humans.
Yes, that's another good
one.
Right. And that kind of sets you back.
He's here May 3rd at Walton Arts Center. It's part of Artisphere this year.
It is. And again, don't think of it as an intellectual exercise.
That's Thursday night, May 3rd at 7:30.
That's exactly right. And you can find more out at the Walton Arts Center. Look for Artisphere there, and they'll have the schedule and the information about it.
There's another date that you wanted to make sure people knew about, and that's April 25th.
Yes. For folks living in Fayetteville, that's an important date. This is the date when the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, there's a senior vouchers program, and on April 25th, in Fayetteville at the Senior Center from 9 to 3, people will be able to pick up these vouchers. And what the vouchers do, this is such a neat link between helping people on limited income and some of our senior citizens stretch their dollars and also support local food at the same time. So these vouchers come in a coupon book, and they can be spent for locally grown fresh vegetables, fruits, herbs, and honey, and they can be spent at the farmers market. And even though I'm talking about Fayetteville, this is going on with a number of the markets in the region.
The umbrella organization here is the
Northwest Arkansas Area Agency on Aging.
That's right.
Yes.
So we're talking counties Benton, Boone, Carroll, Madison, Newton, and Washington.
Exactly. Yes. And again, there's been a big push with market managers to help make sure the markets are ready to accept these vouchers. So you'll pick up the vouchers in Fayetteville on April 25th, but then you can start redeeming them in May, and they're good through October. And all the markets are gearing up to make it as easy as possible for people to use these at the market.
Now we know in Fayetteville that you have to pick these vouchers up April 25th.
That's correct.
At the Fayetteville
Senior Activity Center. Mm-hmm.
You can then use the vouchers in May.
That's right, May through October.
There will be some sort of match.
Yes.
But we're not sure quite what that will be
yet. We're working out the match in Fayetteville, and so are the other markets. But what that means is those coupons can go a little bit further. So I'll be coming back to explain a little bit more about that.
And by use of the word senior, we're talking 60-plus in age?
That's right, 60-plus in age.
Any income requirements?
Yes, there are income requirements. So when you come to the Fayetteville Senior Center or any of the other local centers, be sure you bring proof of income and also bring identification. And the people will sort of explain what those limits are to you.
There is more information at the Northwest Arkansas Area Agency on Aging at aaanwar.org. We'll have links at ozarksatlarge.com.
Great. This is a great program, and we are just so happy that it's kind of springboarding and you know, not just our market, but other markets in the area.
Weekday markets are beginning or have begun at some
places?
Oh,
yes. Weekday markets have begun. They actually began last week, and it's really been wonderful with the warm weather. We've had great variety during the week as well as on Saturday. And actually, the Saturday at the Fayetteville market was record-breaking. I mean, not just for an opening day, but for any day of the market. So we're pretty excited about that. But the weekday markets, and actually we're really trying to encourage these senior vouchers and some of the other programs to be used at the weekday markets. It's a little easier for us to process them and so on. But they're welcome anytime, but at the weekday markets especially.
Now, you sent me an email, a tip, and I'm going to share it now with other people
because
I benefited from this. You said strawberries are out?
Strawberries are here. They are here. And there are a number of vendors selling strawberries and asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure you take advantage, because with the warmer weather, they've come on earlier, but we're not sure how long they're going to last. And there's also lots of other great things at the market right now.
And I know the Fayetteville market opened the day before Easter. Some others open later. But almost all of the area markets are now beginning to gear up if they haven't opened already.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, check in with your favorite local market, and we now have about 14 operating in our area. So that's big communities and small ones. So check in with them. They'll probably be starting soon. I believe by the end of April, all the markets are in operation. So.
Okay. Finally, a rumor that next time you come in, you're going to have a recipe?
Yeah, that's right.
You want to tell us what it's for, or are you just going to keep us in the dark?
Okay. I think maybe I'll just have you pitch one at me, and I'll tell you something.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.